I think about the poor people that I have missed in my life not telling about Jesus. I know some of those people went there. I had an uncle one time. Of course, I did tell him about Jesus, my dad's brother. He was a couple of years older than my dad, but he never believed in Jesus. And I finally, when I got a little older, it was one of the hardest things in the world for me to do as a young man in my early 20s, to stop by and talk to Uncle Lloyd. That was my brother, dad's brother's name. Because I knew he didn't believe in Jesus. You could tell the way he talked and everything else. But I thought, Lord, I've got to talk to him. I said he wouldn't listen to my dad, but maybe he'll listen to me, a young man. So I went down and sat down and talked to him. I said, Uncle Lloyd, I mean, you got to make Jesus Lord of your life. I said, if you were to die, I said, you're getting to be an old man. I mean, you know, when I was 20 and he was probably 65, I mean, I thought he was over the hill, you know, one foot in the grave, another on a banana peel, you know, when you're 20 years old. If they're over 50, they're old, right, Casey? That's kind of the way it is. But I did know he was old and he was going to die someday. And I tried my best to talk to him about Jesus. And he had altar him and he said, I don't need that stuff. That's for you and your dad, but that's not for me. He said, I don't need Jesus. And he never would make Jesus his Lord and Savior. And then one night he got really sick and his sister and her husband come and picked him up and took him to Temple, to the hospital, to the VA hospital. They couldn't find anything wrong with him that night. So they examined him, done all kinds of things, and give him some medication or something and put him back in the car, and they started back home. They get about halfway home from Temple to Goldthwaite, and all of a sudden, he starts screaming, Sis! Sis! Look at them ugly things that's in the car! They're coming to get me! Sis! You got to do something! She thought he was hallucinating from the medicine, and he died. Guess what was coming to get him? The demons of hell. And he got to see them. He was screaming, Sis, do something! Those ugly beings! Don't you see them in the car with us? No, she couldn't see them at all. But he could. And he died right there as those demons carried his spirit and soul into the pit of hell. And he's there forevermore. Isn't that heartbreaking? To think there is a man, my dad's brother, that I know saw the demons of hell. But you know, that's going to happen to everybody who don't make Jesus Lord of your life. Everybody. Man, woman, boy, or girl. There's no exception to the rule. You know, there's only one way out, and that's Jesus Christ. Without Him, there is no salvation. You know, so I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care if the President of the United States tells you that Allah and Jesus are the same God. They're lying. That is not true. You know, I don't know if anybody heard on 1630 Saturday morning the one-hour show about Chrislam. Did anybody hear that show? Anybody? You heard it? I didn't hear it. I wished I had of. I got the email after the fact, but there was some man warning us about Chrislam. I wished I'd heard it. But I don't really have to hear it. I already know. I know that we're never going to have a... Only way a Muslim can come here if he comes here wanting to seek Jesus. Now, if he wants to come here and talk about his God, Allah, forget it. You know, he's not welcome in this church. I want to tell you about Jesus, but I'm not going to share this church with Allah. There's never going to be no Qurans in the pews in this church, not as long as I'm pastor of this church. It is not going to happen. Only Bibles. Verse 13 and 14. And God never said to an angel, as he did to his son, Sit in honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. But angels are only servants. They are spirits sent from God to care for those who will receive salvation. Just think. Those beings of flaming fire, they're spirit beings that you can't see. They have to step through the veil into the first heaven before you can see them. As long as they're walking in the second heaven, they can be right beside you, but you cannot see them or feel them. But they can be there to protect you. God sends these magnificent beings, and they're all different sizes. I mean, there are little ones, there's big ones. There's all kinds of angels. I mean, I've seen a few of them, you know, a few of them. Sometimes I've had angels help me when I didn't see them. One of the stories I love to tell is about the bull. You know, the time that this great big 1,500-pound bull, Tim and I, he was fresh out of high school. He was a picture of health. I took him down here in the pasture with me. We had a great big 1,500-pound Brangus bull broke the fence down, come over there with my cows. And I didn't want him in there. And so we went down there to try to get him out. Well, he didn't want to leave, you know. He was where he wanted to be. One boy with about a dozen girls, you know, he was right where he wanted to be. And so we could not drive him out of that herd of cows. I mean, Tim finally said, "Dad, we're going to have a couple of guys and a couple of horses, something. We're never going to get that big monster out here just on foot." I said, "Son, we got help that you don't know about." He said, "What do you mean?" I turned and I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to send me an angel." I said, "Thank you, Father." I said, "Angel, I command you to go over there and get that bull by the nape of the neck and lead him right out of that herd of cows, right straight toward that fence right there, and then turn him down that fence, and right down there about a quarter mile on the end, I got a gate open. I want you to lead him through that gate, and I'll go down there and shut the gate." I said, "Thank you, Father." I said, "Thank you, Angel." I said, "Okay, son, let's get him." That son said, "Dad, what are you talking about?" I said, "Come on, go with me." I started walking toward the cows. Just as I get close to the herd of cows, that bull's head comes up, just like somebody had reached up and grabbed him by the throat, picked his head up. He walked just as straight toward that fence, turned down that fence, and walked all the way down that fence line. Tim's and me's walking about 30, 40 yards behind him. And if we are, Tim's saying, Dad, this is another one of your wild stories. If I wasn't here to see this, I'd never believe this. I said, "Son, that's what's wrong with us. We don't believe the written word of the living God." I said, "It's clearly written in Hebrews chapter 2. Spirits, angels are spirits of fire that God sends to minister to us or to take care of us or meet our needs." And I said, "So when we have a need, all we got to do is ask." But I said, "If we don't ask, nothing happens." But I said, "When we ask, the Father dispatches those boys to help us." And so there it is. Okay, let's go to the next chapter. Verse, I think that's all of those. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. Now then, how many Christians do you know that have drifted away from what they first heard? A bunch. Why do you think it's important to go to church in a faith-building church? You need to hear the Word in faith every Sunday. You need to be in the Word every day. Like Casey said, it's just not just enough to listen to me. It's not just enough to come to church on Sunday and then even take CDs and DVDs home with you and listen to them all week long. And it's not enough just to read the Word. It's not enough until you have the water of the Holy Spirit in you, and then you have the water outside of you. When the water is outside of you and in you, that's when, in other words, when you get the Holy Spirit when you first get saved, you get the water in you. And that's where most Christians stay. That's where I stayed for years and years and years until I asked for the Lord. And I had no boldness. I didn't have any gifts. I'd never seen any miracles. But when I finally heard a Baptist preacher preach that there's no such thing as a second event of the baptism of fire or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so I'd been reading contrary-wise to that. So when I passed that Baptist church that morning, I said, "Father, I believe that pastor in there loves you with all his heart. But I said, I believe he's wrong. I believe he's wrong when it comes to the infilling power, the Luke 3:16, baptism with fire. I said, Lord, I want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire." And man, the Holy Ghost came in that pickup with me, and the water came outside of me, all over, around me, and I had a boldness. I mean, I had never witnessed to anybody in my life. I walked up, when I got to work that morning, I walked up, and there was a man standing on the dock. I said, "Praise God, son, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" I thought, where did that come from? He said, "No, I don't." I said, "You don't look very happy today. What's wrong with you?" He said, "My best friend got killed on Interstate 35 yesterday in Dallas." I said, "Was he a Christian?" He said, "No." I said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "No." I said, "Son, you need to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior." I sat there and witnessed that boy, led that boy to Jesus right there. I thought, wow. When you got the water in you and the water on the outside of you, then the gifts of the Spirit, God can put whatever gift He wants to on you, and He'll use you for His glory. It's amazing what's available. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. I don't want to drift away from God, do you? Not at all. I want to stay close because I know what's going to happen if I begin to drift away from Him. It's going to bring devastation in my life somewhere along the line. The message God delivered through angels has always proved true. And the people were punished for every violation of the law and every act of disobedience. What do you think about that statement? Under the law, how many acts of disobedience did they get by with? How many?
None.
The Scripture says they got by with none. Do you think we get by with anything today?
No.
No. It hadn't changed. When we sin, there's something catches up with us. You know, it's amazing, you know, that I have seen so many people that would go in rebellion with God and something devastating would happen in their life. They have a car wreck, you know, or who knows, you know, what they may have, you know. Your washing machine break down, you know, and you're fussing and cussing at your neighbor, you know, and you're all upset with your neighbor, and you walk in and you slam the door on your dryer, and bam, the cord shorts out, and you put a fire on your hand. You say, well, my gosh, if anything else go wrong today, I guess the next thing, the washer will show. Shouldn't you put some clothes in, blam, it runs over. Yeah, yeah. Why does all that happen? Because of sin. That's why, you know. I can think of the people I know that walk in love, and I look at their cars. I remember I bought a 1986 Oldsmobile for my wife years ago, and it was about 3 years old when I bought it, and it had 50,000 miles on it, and it was a beautiful car. It looked like a brand new car. She just had a brand new set of tires put on it. She just had an air conditioning compressor replaced on it. Only had 50,000 miles on it. And she'd had two or three other things done to it. So it was really in good shape. And I bought that car. Now, the original compressor only run 50,000 miles.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Swimming in the Baptism of Fire, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.